a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.
Welcome back. Final segment of Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. It is great to be with you today. I am Boyd Matheson, and as we round things out, of course, the National Prayer Breakfast was today in Washington, D.C. I've been able to attend that event a number of times over the years, and it's always an interesting thing. And in many cases, it's been a little bit of a tense, really uniting kind of meeting. You may remember back when President Obama was in office, and then Ben Carson really kind of blasted the Democrats and the president's strategy and agenda. A few years after that, you had then-President Donald Trump and then-Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi just sitting 8 feet apart from each other, and they'd been in the middle of a huge public spat. And so there were a lot of tense conversations and very awkward visuals for the prayer breakfast sometimes over the years. And at other times, it's been very unifying and very powerful. Remember just a couple years ago, you had Arthur Brooks, of course, spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast. And he kind of took it to both parties. And he talked about the real crisis, as he saw it in the country, the crisis of contempt. Because it's contempt that's tearing the society apart. And as we've often said on this show, that contempt is that utter conviction of the worthlessness of another human being because you disagree with them. And I thought today's prayer breakfast, they really simplified it. It was a small gathering. It was mostly just lawmakers. It wasn't all the lobbyists and not in the big grand ballroom kind of situation. It was very small and much more intimate. But I want to go back to a couple things if you missed them earlier, because I think this is an important part of our conversation today. I thought President Biden did a wonderful job at the National Prayer Breakfast today. I really do. And I actually want to go to the president's closing remarks as he was rounding out his comments at the National Prayer Breakfast.
Let me close with the question Dr. King asked us all those years ago. Where do we go from here? My message to all of you and to the nation is we go forward. We go forward together. Let's be the doers of the word. Let's keep the faith. Let's remember who we are. We're the United States of America. We're born out of an idea. There's nothing beyond our capacity. Remember who in God's name we are. My prayer for this prayer breakfast is we start to see each other again, look at each other again, argue like hell with each other again, but then still go to lunch together.
I thought that was just an awesome message from the president, that let's see each other again. Let's talk to each other again. Let's argue like heck with each other again, and then let's go to lunch. I think that's a good thing. I thought the president framed that in a really nice way. And I think it starts with seeing each other again and not seeing each other as tribes or groups or political parties or positions. It's really coming together and saying, hey, this is where we can all be equal. We can just come together and let's see each other. And then let's have a debate. We can do that. And then let's go to lunch. Because that's what it's really all about. Also, as part of the National Prayer Breakfast, the keynote speech today was given by Bishop Vashti Murphy McKenzie. A fiery sermon, which I love that she delivered this to members of Congress. And here's how she closed things out after spending a good deal of time just saying, look, it's just like the parable in the Bible of the Good Samaritan. Listen to this.
The Bible declares, let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. Let's find new ways to go and do likewise. New ways to pool our resources, change negative narratives, amplify collective wisdom, and see each other's gifts as treasures and not as threats. There is enough power in this room to make it happen. What a powerful message it would be to the world if we walked together, put compassion over callousness, cooperation over competition, and at the end of it, go and do likewise.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Great words there from Bishop Vashti Murphy McKenzie. And I think those are good words for all of us, regardless of your faith tradition and regardless of your political persuasion. Because unless we can really understand how to get across our differences in opinion and approach, if we get past these war of words and the weaponization of what people have said or what they're saying, and really get past this cowardly contempt that we have for those who dare to disagree with us. Arthur Brooks was right. Contempt is the cancer in society. And so we have to go beyond just civility and tolerance. That's not enough. That's just the beginning of the beginning. You have to love your enemies. Pretty simple. Prior to a previous prayer breakfast, M. Russell Ballard, president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, wrote an op-ed for the Deseret News that coincided with the National Prayer Breakfast. And he said something interesting. He wrote, it's time again to unite to pray for this country, for our leaders, for our people, and for the families that live in this great nation. He invited all to join not just in a moment of prayer, but in a new and sustained movement of prayer. He said each of us should invite our neighbors, our colleagues, our friends on social media to pray for the country. All around the nation and all across all faith traditions, a movement of prayer can and will change hearts, improve dialogue, increase understanding, and lead us all to better love and serve one another, which goes back to what Bishop McKenzie was saying at today's prayer breakfast. Now, President Ballard, in his op-ed, concluded, admittedly, it is easy for those who wish to demonize people of faith or ridicule the practice of prayer to drive wedges of division into our differences. I believe a movement of prayer in this nation would build new bridges across those differences. And to that God who knows our collective and individual struggles and whose help this nation desperately needs. I agree. I think President Ballard got that right. And it's amazing what happens when we come to that. And just as we saw a few weeks ago at a football game, when things go devastatingly wrong, there's still a natural inclination to pray. And I think Abraham Lincoln's approach was right for all of us on this National Prayer Breakfast Day, with malice toward none and charity for all. And I think we should call on each other, on leaders, to exemplify love rather than contempt. And all of us as citizens can pray in our own way for the nation, for its leaders, for all of us to increase love and understanding in order to make this nation and every crucial conversation we need to have as a nation forward. I'm Boyd Matheson. Thanks for joining us on Inside Sources today here on KSL News Radio. And as always, as you head out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on any smart speaker and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.